Gargazoids, Wastoids, and esteemed lobotomites! According to my painstaking calculations, it is now 11 p.m. on Monday, April 22nd, 2024, which may mean little to an enlightened fifth-dimensional being such as myself, capable of perceiving the totality of time-space in its infinite and glorious entirety. But for you poor forsaken morons who are doomed to experience reality as a linear series of events without ever comprehending the greater whole, it means that you are listening to Radio Free Transylvania, as you have in the past, as you will in the future, and as you always have done, in a ceaseless and unfathomable loop from the dawn of time until the inevitable heat death of the universe. My name is Baron Mark von Frankenstein the 13th, and I am coming at your puny human eardrums live from Treaty 7 land on CJSW 90.9 FM out of Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And the wretched masses banished to the smoldering wastes that lie beyond the reach of our mighty 18,000-watt broadcast tower need not suffer in silence, because they can obtain their weekly sonic sacrament, albeit in pre-recorded form on both CILU in Thunder Bay and on Radio Laurier in Waterloo, thanks to the dark art of syndication. And now that we've got all the formalities squared away, it's time to get the festivities going with tonight's Transylvanian-style blast from the past. And when I say blast, I mean that in the most literal sense of the word, because it was at about 10 a.m. on the morning of April 22nd, 1992, that manhole covers in the city of Guadalajara, Mexico, started to rattle. But before anybody had a chance to run for cover, the city was rocked by a series of cataclysmic explosions. Over the next hour, no less than 10 separate blasts erupted from beneath the city, tearing up roadways, toppling buildings, and setting entire neighborhoods ablaze. And in retrospect, the events of that fateful date shouldn't have been particularly surprising, because residents had been complaining for weeks of noxious fumes wafting from the city's storm drains, and that their tap water smelled and tasted an awful lot like gasoline. Oh, and to make matters worse, city workers had recorded hazardous levels of petroleum vapor in the sewers a few days earlier, but the powers that be grossly underestimated the gravity of the situation and declined to issue evacuation orders. Oh, investigations conducted after the fact found that subterranean water lines had been installed directly adjacent to underground fuel pipelines, and an electrolytic reaction between the two incompatible metal alloys corroded both pipes, which not only contaminated the municipal water supply, but also allowed volatile vapors to build up to disastrous levels. Ah! The Guadalajara explosions of 1992 caused an estimated $3 billion worth of property damage and claimed the lives of at least 252 people, at least on paper, but there are many who estimate that the real death toll could be well over 1,000, because the whole lot of people were simply never seen again after the silly leveling catastrophe. And I'm going to get this show on the road with an ode to the devastating events that occurred exactly 32 years ago tonight. Here comes April March and the Makers with Explosion!
The same series of signals over and over again. I won't be happy until you're home to stay.
show is Radio Free Transylvania, and I am your host, the supernatural disaster of the late night airwaves, known as Baron Mark von Frankenstein the 13th. We just heard You Drive Me Mad from UIC, on top of that, The Ostrich with Fire Drill, The Ten Commandments right there in the middle with I Won't Be Happy. In the number two spot, we had Manor Aster Man doing Interstellar Hard Drive, and we opened the show up with Explosion from April March and The Makers. And the time has come for tonight's Transylvanian-style birthday blasteroo, but you can probably hold off on the cake and ice cream on account of tonight's birthday boy being a genuine bona fide corpse since way back in 2017. I'm talking about none other than the rhinestone cowboy himself, Glenn Campbell, who was born on this date way back in 1936. Over his 5-decade-long solo career in the music business, he managed to rack up no fewer than 29 top 10 hit singles, and out of the 64 full-length LPs he released during that period, 12 went gold, 4 went platinum, and 1 went double platinum. But what you probably didn't know is that long before he achieved worldwide fame and fortune with his own unique brand of mellow country pop, he had already earned a reputation as one of the most talented and prolific studio musicians in the industry. As a member of the Los Angeles-based group of session players known as The Wrecking Crew, he played on records for artists ranging from Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra to Wayne Newton, The Monkees, and even Elvis Presley. And you wastoids better believe I'm going to kick this next set off with a deep cut from his back catalog, so strap yourselves in and hang on tight, because here comes the fuzzed out instrumental title track from Dick Dale's 1964 LP Mr. Eliminator featuring Glenn Campbell on guitar. We'll be right back. is bearing my friend Frankenstein to... Although I spend most of my evenings in a secluded cabin out in the woods reciting passages from the Necronomicon Ex Mortis, I managed to find time in my busy schedule to stand behind the twin turntables of terror for 60 minutes a week, spinning hit after hit from the bottomless pit for the edification of puny human wastoids worldwide. Case in point, we opened that setup with Mr. Eliminator from Dick Dale. After that, we had Go Away Girl from the Chessmen, followed that up with the Smugglers doing Whiplash, and we just heard the Shivers doing Teen Line. And you better grab something solid and hang on for dear life, because I'm about to crank the engines up to ramming speed with a real hot track from Misha and the Spanx. Here they come with Leather Jacket.
Of a torpedoed merchant ship lost in the fog-shrouded South Atlantic. Suddenly, land where no land should be, a place out of time and mind. This was the day the 20th century met the primeval world in the land that time forgot. An astounding motion picture based on the book by Edgar Rice Burroughs, creator of Tarzan, and the most thrilling science fiction stories ever written. Travel through an underwater passage and discover an awesome prehistoric world. Fight for your life against the terrifying creatures of a lost continent. Come face to face with primitive man and learn the secret of evolution. The Land That Time Forgot. Starring Doug McClure. It's action, danger, and adventure on an epic scale you will never forget. The Land That Time Forgot. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Storm. She can dance like little Egypt. She works down at the snake farm. Snake farm. It just sounds nasty. Snake farm. Pretty much is snake farm. It's a reptile house. Snake farm. Whoa. Ramona's got a keen sense of humor. She got a winter, and now and then some kid gets bit at snake farm. Snake farm just sounds nasty. Snake farm pretty much is snake farm. So the alarm. She said she cried when they broke up, but now and then she plays a record down at the Snake Farm. Snake Farm just sounds nasty. Snake Farm pretty much is Snake Farm. It's a reptile house. Snake Farm. Whoa! Me up, SZA. Get over here, Matt, I'm getting warm. Then we run all the people off, and we will, you know, it's a snake farm, snake farm. It just sounds nasty, snake farm. Pretty much is snake farm. It's a reptile house, snake farm. Snake farm, just sounds nasty, snake farm. Pretty much is snake farm. It's a reptile house, snake farm. Oh! Thank you.
You are listening to the only show on the late night FM dial that contains twice the recommended daily intake of all the vitamins, minerals, and radioactive isotopes the jerkazoids just like you need to grow up big and strong. The name of the show is Radio Free Transylvania, and it's coming at you live on CJSW and pre-recorded on Radio Laurier. We just heard Pravo Kazalist out of the former Yugoslavia circa 1979. On top of that, Snake Farm from Matt Masters, the Vogons in the number two spot with Say It. And we open the setup with Misha and the Spanx doing a track called Leather Jacket that takes us right into tonight's news flash from the Radio Free Transylvania Science Desk. The classic black leather jacket may be a key component of any fashionable wastoids wardrobe, but in recent years, some have raised concerns regarding the tanning industry's ecological impact. And from an environmental perspective, synthetic alternatives really don't look much better. As a result, many ethically minded, fashion-forward individuals have been turning towards leather substitutes derived from organic cellulose fibers. They're comparable to traditional leather in both durability and appearance, but are produced by the naturally occurring bacteria Comagitaeobacter reticus, which is one of the microorganisms responsible for fermenting kombucha. Now, this may be one small step in the right direction, but the resulting textiles must still be subjected to intensive dyeing procedures in order to achieve the end customer's desired color. Fortunately, all that extra work may soon become a thing of the past, because according to a study published just last week in the journal Nature Biotechnology, a team of researchers at London, England's Imperial College have genetically engineered a strain of the aforementioned bacteria that churns out pre-dyed jet black cellulose fibers on demand. They did so by inserting a single gene for the production of melanin, which is the organic compound responsible for darkening skin, hair, and eyes throughout the animal kingdom. This means that future generations of jerkazoids, just like you, will be able to attire themselves in the traditional garments of their ancestors and leave a much smaller ecological footprint while doing so. And I'm going to get the last set of tonight's show rolling with one from a bunch of lobotomites who couldn't possibly be more excited by that prospect. Here come the Mud City Manglers with a different shade of black. the Spencer's doing Gates of Steel. On top of that, we had No More to Say from the Diabolics. Battle Beats in the number two spot with Let's Get Hurt. And we opened the set up with the Mud City Manglers doing A Different Shade of Black, which brings tonight's episode to an end. But if you can't have me, then no one can. Ooh, at least not until next week. So make sure to tune in to CJSW 90.9 FM next Monday night at 11 for another installment in the ongoing audio odyssey known as Radio Free Transylvania. And until then, don't none of you wretched sacks of crap dare forget that I am Mark von Frankenstein, and you are not.
It's alright.